the wonderful opportunity to be here. And I'm happy Rabbi Leibowitz is not here, because usually he embellishes some type of hafdama, introduction, most of which is not true. So most of what Meir said is also not true. But I appreciate the beautiful introduction nonetheless. I wanted to discuss something that many of you may have encountered. If not yet, perhaps you will moving forward as you continue to grow in your Yiddishkeit. And that's a predicament that I myself went through. What we call a person goes to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and they flip out. I don't look like I grew up the same way. I went to Frisch. I played high school basketball, hockey, softball. And many of us go through a process, sometimes in high school, sometimes after high school, but we believe that we are more religious than our parents sometimes. And that poses many halachic shailas in the kitchen. You guys are doing Bishul Shabbos, right? What your mother's doing, what your father's doing, right or wrong. And whether you should say something or not say something. So I want to lay down, if time allows, maybe three yesodos in this particular area of not saying anything to your parents. And the first one is a maisa of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, we all know who the Brisker Rav was, but just to add how great of an Eloi he was, we know Rav Chaim, his father, was also an incredible Talmud Chacham. And when the Brisker Rav would come home to his house, he would actually climb through the window. And it's not because he was out late at night doing something he shouldn't be doing, rather because had he walked through the front door, that their house in Brisk was one room. So when he walked in the front door, Rav Chaim would stand up for his own son, the Brisker Rav. So in order to avoid it, the Brisker Rav would go through the side window and his father wouldn't stand up for him. And that's how great the Brisker Rav was. Now, when the Brisker Rav was appointed to be a dayan of Brisk, there were two elder dayanim that were already there. And everybody was very excited to see what svara the Brisker Rav would bring to this Din Torah. So the first Din Torah comes, and they're having a big discussion about the Din Torah. And the two senior dayanim are talking back and forth about the particular Din Torah. And the Brisker Rav is just sitting there observing, watching what's going on. And the two senior dayanim are waiting for the Brisker Rav to come in with some svar from left field, some Rambam, some Gemara. And he just sits there listening quiet. And they turn to him and they say, "Do you have anything to contribute to the discussion?" To which the Brisker Rav says, "I don't know." And they were shocked. And they made a decision with the two other dayanim. Next case. Din Torah comes. Same exact thing happened. They asked Brisker Rav, "What do you have to contribute?" Shrugs his shoulders, says, "I don't know." And a third time it happened yet again. "I don't know." And the dayanim were shocked that this great Eloi, the Brisker Rav, didn't know anything to contribute to the Din Torah. So they asked him, "Come on, you're the Brisker Rav. There must be something you could add to our conversation." And he said to them, "In order to be a dayan, you first have to establish a chazaka that you could say the words, 'Ani lo yodea,' 'I don't know.' And if you can say 'I don't know,' then you're not roy to be a dayan. You have to say 'I don't know' first and be comfortable saying 'I don't know.' Not worry about your pride, what you learned in Eretz Yisrael and yeshiva. You have to first say 'I don't know.'" There's an amazing story, a great debate that took place. And after many debates between the Christians and the Jews, many rabbis were just tired of going to these debates. So there was one community where a certain rabbi was asked to, or told to, join a debate. And the rabbi was just exhausted. He wanted someone from the community, someone from the shul, to please represent us. "I can't do this anymore." And no one wanted to debate the priest. So there's one simple yid. His name was Beryl. And Beryl said, I'll go to the debate." And the rabbi said, "Beryl, you're wonderful person, you're Balmidos, you're not going to debate this priest." He said, no, Rebbe, let me go." So the Rav wasn't interested in arguing with him. He just had enough. "Okay, Beryl, just go." So the debate came, and Beryl walked to this grand hall, and all the Christians knew who Beryl was. He was a simple Jew. He walked in, and they started laughing. "So you sent Beryl to debate this great wise priest. So they said, okay, Beryl, you could ask the first question, Beryl. Let's see what you got. So Beryl opens up a Chumash, a Bible, right? They hold of the Bible. He points to a few words, which it says, Anochi lo yadati, pasuk in vayetze, Anochi lo yadati. And he says, what do these words mean? So the priest looks in and he says, I don't know. And all the Christians said, you just said you don't know to Beryl? And before the priest could explain what was going on, they jumped on him and they killed the priest because they lost and were embarrassed to Beryl. Beryl went home, a huge parade in the Jewish community, holding him up high in the shoulders. After the parade's over, the Rav calls Beryl into his office. He says, Beryl, that was ingenious. How do you think of that? He says, Rebbe, it was simple. See, I was going over Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and I got to the words Anochi lo yadati. Now, I didn't know what those words meant. Now, the guy writes the translation, and he's really smart. So I figure I look at what he translates the words, and he says, I don't know either. The idea is that the first thing you have to get comfortable with saying is, I don't know. Just because you see something in the Mishnah Berurah, just because you saw something in the Dirshu, you saw something in Rabbi Ribiat's book, or the article books of Shabbos Kitchen, Sanctity of Shabbos, you name it. Just because you see it doesn't mean it's the halacha, and doesn't mean it's the halacha for you in your particular case. When you start your own home, then you can make that halacha. When you're in your parents' home, you can't just change the halacha. You can't just tell them what to do or what not to do. The Gemara says several places, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismach. You could rely on Rabbi Shimon, you could rely on Rabbi Eliezer, even though they may be a Das Yachid, you could sometimes rely on these opinions. I'm not saying that you should make these decisions on your own. You should learn halacha, learn how to paskin. But if you see a contradiction in your house, you should not ever say anything to your parents. Sometimes things can get tricky and sticky. You should consult with a Rav or Rebbe who understands the situation, understands you, who understand your parents. But the first thing is you say, I don't know. Just because you saw it inside a sefer doesn't mean it's for you. Doesn't mean it's for your family. There's a Rambam in Perek Mishnayos in the Perek Yidanasha, in the seventh Perek of Chulin. He's talking about the Lo Saseh of Gid Hanasha. And Gid Hanasha was ridden next to Yaakov in the fight with the Malach. And there the Rambam writes in Perek Mishnayos that we keep mitzvahs only because they were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not because Yaakov had Gid Hanasha, not because Moshe Rabbeinu, rather than because Avram had Bris Milah. Nothing to do with the mitzvahs given prior to Matan Torah. We only keep mitzvahs because Moshe was given Bris Milah again, Gid Hanasha again, Avodah Zarah. We don't care what was said before Har Sinai. That's all irrelevant. But the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim. He talks about the history, chronology of all mitzvahs, and he says, Adam was given these mitzvahs, Noach were these mitzvahs, Avram, Mila, Yitzchak, this mitzvah, Yaakov, Gid Hanasha. He counts all the mitzvahs given to the Avos, and then the rest were given at some Mara, and the rest at Har Sinai. So how come in Perek Mishnayos the Rambam says we don't take into account the mitzvahs prior to Har Sinai, but in the Yad Chazakah he delineates them and their history? And the answer is, we say a pasuk every single morning, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kiles Yaakov. What does Torah mean? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And what does Marasha mean? What's the difference between Torah and Marasha? Number two, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Why is Moshe affiliated with Torah? And why is Yaakov affiliated with Marasha? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kiles Yaakov. And the answer is that Torah is a book of rules. Horah is what to do to guide you. Morasha is a legacy. It's a mesorah. It's a tradition. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a rab, he's a master, he's a rebbe, he teaches you halacha, how to paskin, horah. That's Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Yaakov is Yaakov Avinu, he's a father. It's a morasha, it's a mesorah. The minog comes from the family. Sometimes there's halacha, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, but there's also the Marasha Kiles Yaakov that you get from your father, from your parents. That's Marasha Kiles Yaakov. We have a few times in Shas when the Gemara doesn't know how to paskin, and the Gemara says, Pok Chazi Mai Amadavar, go see what is the minhag. The Gemara in Brachos asks, what bracha to say on water? Should it be Shehakol Nia Bidvaro, or should it be Borei Nefashos? And the Gemara says, "Pok chaze mai amadavar." Go see out. What's the minna? There's one that Shaila brought to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they found the Sefer Torah. They didn't know who wrote the Sefer Torah. So what's the relevance of who the sofer was? The Gemara in Gittin tells us, if an apikores wrote a Sefer Torah, we should burn the Sefer Torah. And if a frum yid wrote it, we could use the Sefer Torah. So now you have a Sefer Torah with a suffix of who authored it. It's either burning or learning. Those are two extremes. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, look at the last few osios of the Sefer Torah. And if they're different than the rest of the Sefer Torah, you can use it and learn it. If it's identical, if the last osios are exactly the same to the entire Torah, you paskin to burn it. Why? Because the minhag, when you complete a Sefer Torah, is to invite all the rabbanim of the community, and each one has a different handwriting. That means the osios are going to be different. But if it's all the same, that means the sofer wrote the whole Torah by himself. He did not follow the minhag of inviting the rabbanim. And therefore, if he didn't follow that minhag, the psak was to burn such a sefer Torah. That's how powerful minhagim are. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a famous shir, standing or sitting for Kiddush. So he paskin based on learning the halacha, that when you say the first half of Kiddush Friday night, one should stand up, because it's Vayechul HaShemayim is Eidus. When you give Eidus, you stand up. And he said, with the second half of Kiddush, when you say Borei Pro Gafen and on, you should sit down, because you're Koveya Suda. You're supposed to sit when eating. So he gave a great, brilliant shir. Stand for Vayechulu and sit for the second half. That Shabbos, he was in yeshiva for Shabbos. And he was honored the saying Kiddush Friday night. He stood up holding the Becher. He said Vayechulu standing up like the Eidus. Came the second half, Borei Pro Gafen. He continued to stand up for the rest of Kiddush. And then he sat down to drink. Got everyone passing something. Afterwards, all the Talmidim ran over and said, Rebbe, you just taught us a couple of days ago that you're supposed to sit for the second half. That's the halacha. You're right. That's the halacha. But minag avosenu biadenu. My father and his father and his father stood up for the entire Kiddush. So just because something's a certain halacha doesn't mean that's how the minag should be. There's always a discussion once in a while, unfortunately, whether women should wear tefillin or not wear tefillin. There's good reason that women should wear or can wear tefillin. Al pi halacha, they have a guf naki, they keep their body clean, they can wear tefillin. But the minag is that they do not wear tefillin, and you can't override the minag. The first mishnah in Maseches Chulin teaches us that women are allowed to be shochtin, they can shecht chulin animals. But the very first ramah in all of Yerdeh says the minag is that they don't shecht. Even though the halacha they're allowed to, the minag dictates otherwise. So just because you learn a certain halacha in the Mishnah Berurah or whatever sefer you're learning, you also have a minag of the family. Now, as I said, sometimes that minag might be incorrect. There are certain things that could be wrong. But that you can't say anything to your parents ever. You have to speak to a person, a rav, a posek, who knows the situation. You should not call a halacha hotline and say, what's halacha in this case? And then go tell your parents, well, I just spoke to a rabbi at the other end of the line. He doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know your family situation. It's very important to be sensitive to that situation, because in the end of the day, they're your parents. They brought you to this world. They raised you. We just read Korach and Homachlokes, Korach Vadaso, and the Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim, Beisil Beishamayim is a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim, and Korach Vadaso is not a Machlokes L'Shem Shemayim. And Yonason Eibeshitz explains the following reason. I'll tell you a nice mice about Yonason Eibeshitz first, who's a brilliant individual. And the king in the place that he lives very much adored spending time with Rav Yonason Eibeshitz. And they would oftentimes walk through the garden of the palace and talk about science, math, philosophy, religion, whatever it is. One day, the king stops Yonason Eibeshitz as they're walking through the garden and says to him, are Jews allowed to give brachas to goyim? And that's a very interesting shaila. It's discussed by the Magen Avraham by benching. If you're benching and there's a goy sitting at your table, can you include them in the bracha for all those who are mesubin kan? It's brought down, and some say you have to exclude them from a bracha. because it's a matnas chinam. You can't give free gifts. It says lo sechanim. You can't give free gifts to a guy. But if it's mishum eva shalom malchus, you can give a free gift. So answered Rav Yonos Maibshitz, you may give a bracha, because he thought he was referring to the king. I can give a bracha. Sure. So then the king points over to a statue of Yashka. Can you give him a bracha? So Rav Yonos Maibshitz explains that I can't give a bracha, I need to know the father's name. So that's the sharpness of Yonos Maibshitz. So Rav Yonos Maibshitz explains, what's a machlokes l'shem shemayim versus not? When you respect each other. Even though you have differences of opinions, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai argued for so many years, they did not agree on anything. But they are mechabit each other. You can have a machlokes. You'll see when you get married, mitzvah shemshun, soon, you have machlokes with your wife. It's going to happen. But you have to respect her. Korach could have an argument in Moshe, but he didn't respect her. That's why the Mishnah Abba says Korach v'adasa. Why doesn't it say Korach v'adasa u'moshe? It says Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. It says the two parties, the opposite ends. Shouldn't it say Korach v'adaso v'moshe? That was the machlokas. Because Korach didn't respect Moshe. Arguing's okay. Having machlokas is okay. But you have to respect them. You have to respect your parents. You could differ from them. But you can't say a thing. You have to mechabe them. That's why mechabe, the word kibra v'aim, is used. Kavod is avicha v'simecha. Kavod is to respect someone who's different than you. The Shemesh Shmuel asks the question, how is it possible that Rabbi Kiva's 24,000 students died because they didn't show kavod to one another? How is it possible? Rabbi Kiva, who is the epitome of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, to love every Jew like yourself, how come he did not transmit that same ahava to his Talmidim? Explains the Shemesh Shmuel, there's a fundamental difference between the word ahava, the concept of ahava, and kavod. Ava, we all love ourselves, right? Let's be honest. We love ourselves because we're ourselves. You love everyone who's like you. Liberals love everyone who's like them. But the moment you're not like a liberal, they hate you. More hatred. You can't imagine how much hatred they have. But if you're just like the liberals, they love each other. Ava is when you love yourself, you love someone who's exactly like you. Kavod is when you respect someone who's different than you. That's what kavod is. The Talmidim understood Ava. They loved everyone. They loved themselves and everyone who was like them. But the moment someone was different than them, they didn't learn that. That wasn't taught to them. They didn't know how to be mechabed someone else. That's what the Shemesh Shmuel explains. So yes, sometimes your parents will be just like you, and you'll be just like them. And sometimes there'll be differences. But the inyan is to be mechabed your parents, even though there might be differences. Even though you learn something different from what they're doing, you have to mechabit them nonetheless. And that's an extremely, extremely important lesson for each one of you as you continue to grow and take upon yourself chumras or hidurim or even just pasking a shaila like how it should be and your parents aren't. You have to use incredible, incredible chachma guidance from those who know. And this way you could continue to have a beautiful relationship with your parents because they brought you here and they know you better than anyone else. Your Rebbe in Yeshiva knows you very well, but let's be honest, he only knows you for 1, 2, 3 years, 4 years. They know a certain aspect. Your parents raised you, they know your personality, they understand you, you have to respect them no matter what, and through working together with your parents and the right Rabbanim, and the right people giving you advice, this way you can continue to have Shalom Bayis and continued growth in your Yiddish guide and become a year Shemayim and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.